Thank you, Brad, and good morning. Deputies from the Sheriff's Office Drug Enforcement Unit, along with Eureka Pop officers, served a search warrant on Wednesday in the 10,000 block of Dyersville Loop Road in southern Humboldt. When deputies arrived on scene, they contacted and then arrested 29-year-old Christopher Buchanan. They seized 525 growing marijuana plants, 3 pounds of processed and packaged marijuana, and approximately 3 ounces of psilocybin mushrooms. Buchanan was booked into jail on possession and cultivation charges and was later released on bail. Arcata Police had a busy Wednesday. Stephen Walker has more.
Officers from the Arcata Police Department responded to a report of an attempted robbery at the La Chiquita Taqueria in the 700 block of 10th Street in Arcata on Wednesday. The suspect pointed a gun at the owner and demanded money, but the owner managed to grab a kitchen knife and chase the suspect away. The suspect is described as a 5'5" white male adult with dark hair who was last seen wearing a red hoodie with white writing and a white hat. Anyone with information is asked to contact Arcata Police. And the APD Special Services Unit, along with the county's probation department, made 4 arrests on Wednesday during a series of probation and sex offender compliance checks in the Valley West area of Arcata. With KINS News, I'm Stephen Walker.
The County Department of Environmental Health has issued a blue-green algae alert due to low flows on the South Fork of the Eel River, the Klamath, Matob, a Big Lagoon, and the Van Dusen that have been affected by the algae bloom. The algae is toxic to humans and animals, particularly dogs, and 11 dogs have died after ingesting algae in the past 11 years. Use caution and avoid wading or swimming in areas affected by the algae bloom and keep children and dogs away from those areas as well. The algae can produce toxins that can cause harm, and for more information, contact the County Department of Health and Human Services. And as we head into the weekend, fire officials from both California and Oregon are reminding residents and visitors to be vigilant with fire safety if they head into local forest lands to recreate. The fire danger is listed as extreme, and the farther east you go, the greater the danger of thunderstorms. Dry conditions are ripe for a spark, and you are encouraged to check on fire restrictions if you plan on taking to the woods and to use extra caution when doing so. And it's not all bad news and bad guys. Winship Middle School has announced that it will reopen its music program for 6th and 7th graders when students return to school this September. School officials plan on a full music program, including a marching band, and a call has gone out to local musicians and instrument owners that if they have any equipment to donate to the music program, they can do so by contacting Winship officials. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Beautiful and inviting, the Benbow Hotel and Resort is known for its fine dining and gracious hospitality. Here you'll find a perfect place for a romantic getaway, special celebration, relaxing solitude, or successful corporate retreat. Play golf, get a massage, read a book, or just relax. Benbow Hotel and Resort is your California Redwood retreat, which is only a short drive, yet feels like it's a world away.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. If you spend any time observing the motorists that drive around Humboldt County, you will notice that an alarming number of drivers are talking on their cell phones. According to the California Department of Motor Vehicles, distracted drivers account for 80% of all collisions and 65% of all near collisions on California highways. California Highway Patrol Officer Matt Harvey shared his observations regarding distracted driving along Highway 101.
I was on northbound 101 right there at the KOA between Eureka and Arcata in this speed corridor. And out of 100 cars, 7 of them were talking on their cell phones that I could absolutely see. Probably a few more that I couldn't see. You know, so we're talking, you know, in that corridor, it was evening commute time and roughly 10%. I mean, that's huge.
Harvey went on to compare distracted drivers to those who drive under the influence.
I've made many stops on cars that are heavily weaving, very similar types of driving that a person under the influence would be doing, pull them over, they're completely sober, come to find out they're talking on their cell phone. And so that's how seriously we take it.
And just a reminder that the best way to avoid that is turn your cell phone off and don't bother to answer it when you're behind the wheel. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.